This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on the box. Final hour of the program. Astros playing the A's right now, trailing in, they're at the plate in the second inning, trailing 1-0 on a Mark Canna home run.
This show has absolutely flown by.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Normally, we're paying too much attention to the Astros day game, but we're not.
No, we're just paying just enough. We'll keep you updated. Otherwise, so you don't have to listen to all the in-between. We'll tell you if anything important happens, like Kyle Tucker after an 0-for-5 flying out just now.
By the way, I'm starting to get hate for, like, we're starting to get hate for the whole Kyle Tucker thing.
Yeah, right. And again, because they listen with their ass, not their ears, and they realize, I didn't say trade him. I just said at a certain point, he's got to start stepping up and trying to live up consistently to the billing, which has overrated him since he was drafted by the Astros.
There's always a massive P for potential until you don't come through. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of times it's just potential, potential, potential.
Did I hear you right? Did you just say a massive P?
For potential.
Okay. Speaking of massive P's, Nick. Did you hear the story about the guy in South Carolina having an argument with his girlfriend, decided to dump a bucket of pee on her?
Now, was it justified?
Well, first of all, let me just give you the time the incident occurred. 3:15 a.m. Probably nothing good happens after 3 a.m. in South Carolina. Just going to say that. All right. Responding to a disturbance call in Myrtle Beach, cops spoke with the 27-year-old victim, who did have urine-soaked clothing. The woman said her boyfriend got drunk earlier in the evening and after returning to their residence, started an argument with her about favors that needed to be done. After he called her a bunch of profanities, the woman said he grabbed a bucket he uses to relieve himself. I guess it's South Carolina. Otherwise, I was going to say, who uses a bucket to relieve themselves?
Well, it says that he's 61, but he looks like he's 81, so we don't know if he can control.
Now, kudos to him. I'm not a math major, but if 61's going into 27. More props to him.
He's 61, she's 27, and look, he could have. How do we know that he just couldn't control his urine? And
well, he's drunk. We know that. He's drunk. Because they said that he was intoxicated. He was out drinking.
And sometimes you can't control your urine when you're drunk.
Officers found liquor on the floor. Upon being woken up by a cop, he smelled of alcohol, denied throwing anything at the victim. He was arrested on a misdemeanor domestic violence charge because it's domestically violent to throw pee.
That's worse than being R. Kelly, to be honest. I mean, he has a bucket, so it's probably accumulating. Who knows how long that urine's been in that bucket, and then he chunks it at her. That's not nice.
No, Nick.
That's not nice. That's not something you should do.
Oh, Nick. So at the bottom of the article, it says, the couple, the victim told police, have dated for 4 years. They began living together 5 months ago. An online wedding planner has indicated that the pair are actually engaged. Here's the kicker, Nick. He proposed at Walmart.
This is getting better and better.
He proposed at Walmart.
Hey, don't judge the guy for proposing at Walmart. What section?
Time out. Are you judging him more because he proposed
what
at Walmart?
Section?
You know what I'm going to say? Probably plumbing, because that's where he got the bucket that he pees in because the toilet's not good enough. If, in fact, in South Carolina they have indoor plumbing. All I'm saying is, I don't know what's worse. The fact that you proposed at Walmart, or you use a bucket to pee.
Maybe he just was too lazy to walk to the bathroom. He's like, well, if I just invest in a $2 bucket, I could just, right here. I could just relieve myself. Right, look, I'm 61.
In your own house.
And I get drunk. Sometimes I can't make it to the bathroom. I'm just looking. Look, I don't know.
You're drunk. You're not your one-legged guy that has a hard time getting to the bathroom.
Dude, I could be absolutely hammered if I got to pee. Your boy's getting up. No,
yeah.
I'll find a bathroom. Well, no, not necessarily.
Outside, I'm not.
Yeah. You're right. I wouldn't.
But inside, yeah, I'm peeing in a bucket.
Agreed.
That's like people that I went to college with that said when we had off-campus living, like if they got plastered and they wouldn't, they didn't want to go all the way to the bathroom, they'd pee in the sink. Like, no, no, you do dishes in the sink. You don't pee in the sink.
Who pees in the sink?
The same guy that evidently pees in a bucket, unless the bucket's full.
So where is this store? Is this Florida?
South Carolina.
Oh, yeah, South Carolina. You said that already.
Yeah.
Like I can see this happening in South Carolina. Absolutely.
So can I also ask this? Because it just has to be asked. The woman said he grabbed the bucket he uses to relieve himself. Does that include one and two? Because if you're bold enough to pee in it because you're lazy, chances are in South Carolina, you're willing to stop and squat too.
Yeah. And I like the fact that the charge is domestic, to be honest with you. Some people might find that to be a BS charge. Or is that a BS charge? Should it be charged as domestic violence even though he didn't actually hit her?
He did. She had pee-soaked clothing.
But he hit her physically or he just poured urine on her?
No, the pee hit her.
Yeah. So that's considered domestic violence.
That's why I said evidently. I don't know that they would go so far as to say it's domestic violence. I would say it's abuse. It's abusive.
It's certainly abusive.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it's domestic violence, but I guess because it's a fiance on fiance crime.
Within a home.
If you're betting, what department did he propose in? I'm saying plumbing.
We're in front of the photo section. You know where the photo section is? Like, there's probably like some Walmarts have like a photo section where you can do like a glamour shots or whatever. Probably there. I mean, where are you?
I mean, they have frames and stuff.
I would imagine. I mean, where else are you going to propose? In front of the TV section? The electronics? Maybe this Walmart had a food, like a cafeteria.
Toilet paper?
Why the toilet paper section, Joel? So explain that to me. Why in the TV section?
Then when he uses the bucket, he can just keep the toilet. It's, you know, what he uses when he's in the big chair. And he,
I mean, obviously the greater question is why near Walmart? The alcohol, why Walmart? Said,
that makes sense. If he's getting drunk a lot, he could propose near the alcohol section. Hey, babe, I'm going to want to marry me. Cool. Let's get some booze and celebrate.
God, that's such a place. Where did you propose?
I already told you that.
Oh, wait, it was on TV.
It wasn't on TV.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. It was on the news because she's on the news.
Ah, so they. But, oh, I get it.
Yeah, I.
You didn't do that. You wouldn't do like.
How
hey,
do you not remember this,
dude? I don't remember
yesterday.
Yeah,
the Goo Goo Dolls assisted me in proposing to my wife.
That was badass.
Yes,
that was badass. Concert. Now I remember the story.
Yes,
I did it in front of a lake.
You peed?
Yeah,
because I know you're not getting married.
No, I proposed in front of a lake.
Okay,
it was a beautiful lake. I wouldn't do it at a Walmart.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a lake. That's great.
Yeah, but there's plenty wrong with a Walmart.
A ton. Yeah.
It was in front of the Glamour Shot section or not.
I don't think that relationship's destined to succeed if the proposal happened at Wally World.
Yeah. And there's obviously a fishy situation with her being 27.
Yeah.
And him being 61.
There's got to be something else involved, right? There's got to be a deal maker as opposed to a deal breaker.
Does Apollo Men's Health have a location in South Carolina?
Well, it doesn't sound like he has issues with
that department.
Yeah. Sounds like he's got issues like picking a place to use for a restroom. I don't know.
Spirit J says the automotive section. Why? Why the automotive section?
See, we did it perfectly, Nick. Todd the Show just tweeted, car line lady on her way. Of course, press box hits me with the drunk guy throwing pee on his old lady while I'm at the kids' school. Bingo! Got him.
It's a lesson to the kids. Don't throw pee on people.
Yeah.
It's not a nice
life
thing.
Life lessons by the press box.
Yeah.
Today's life lesson, kids, use the restroom when you have to go to the bathroom, not a bucket. And when you have any disagreement or argument, whether it be with at some point later in life when you date or with any family member, do not consider throwing pee as part of the argument process.
I mean, look at us. We're just changing.
We're helping.
We're changing the youth one kid at a time.
That's exactly right.
Do you want your kid throwing pee at other kids? No.
While the neighborhood kids are peeing in a cup and throwing it, we got your kids, Todd, on the straight and narrow. We got your kids saving other people and themselves on a daily basis. There you go.
I've got another question about the Twitch, and I've been trying to do good about not being distracted by the Twitch.
All right.
But what is the Jets' obsession with the waffle stomp? Like, why is this something that the Jet always brings up?
I don't know. And I don't want it.
The waffle stomp is like the Jets' favorite subject of all subjects.
I don't. Remember when Barry and used the pink waffles?
Yeah. No, it was the blue waffle.
Was it blue waffles and pinks?
The blue waffle.
No, there was one blue and one pink.
Waffle. Oh, was there?
There was a blue waffle and there was the pink something.
Now I got traumatizing like visuals in my head right now. I don't even.
And again, the Jet is quickly becoming the next executive producer on the press box. I mean, she's
what
got
is the Jet doing?
Just suggesting what now talk about this. How about you just sit there and listen? And if you want to talk about stuff, put it in the chat. That's all we got to do. Take care of business for everybody. See, again, Todd, we're saving lives, giving people direction on a daily basis.
Exactly.
This is what we're doing. By the way, shout out to Bex Prime. We appreciate you supplying food today for the station. Anybody that cares enough to send food for the masses at Gal Media, we appreciate you. Therefore, we give you the proper credit you deserve. So Bex Prime, always outstanding. Taylor loves the French fries. Fantastic. Also, sidebar tip for you guys. If you go to Bex Prime, you can order the fries extra crispy, and they will cook them a little longer for you. Because a lot of times, because they use those skin-on potatoes for the fries, they don't cook them. They're kind of soggy.
Uh-huh.
When you order, can I get those fries extra crispy?
And I can speak to this. And I know this is for a fact because I've been to the Bex Prime in Sugarland so many times.
Yep.
They really will. They've been so nice to me. Every time I'm a little pickier, I want something cooked. One time, they actually made mashed potatoes for me, and mashed potatoes wasn't even on the menu.
Really?
Yep. There was like no mashed potatoes on the menu at that time, and the guy's like, you know what? I'll make something up for you. And he made me some mashed potatoes.
Think he put some extra special stuff in there for you?
No, because I went home and I was fine, so.
Well, I mean.
Nothing happened.
You got a steel stomach. It doesn't mean that he didn't salt it up for you.
This is a random song to play.
Yeah, where are you going, old school?
You said taking care of business earlier, and I just wanted to play this song. I don't know why. It's random.
You pulled it from the Palillo files?
Who sung this song?
Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Damn.
I used to DJ, buddy. That's a wedding. That's a cut loose on the dance floor wedding reception song for the older generation.
What am I so picky about?
What do you mean?
Oh, the mashed potatoes. Yeah, that was a picky move. 100%. Agreed.
There you go. All right, we're going to continue rolling. God, it's already the final hour of the program. About 45 minutes to go on the show. When we come back, don't go anywhere. Miles Straw has another hit. Look out. Nick's betting on him next. It's the Press Box ESPN.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, back on the box. Final hour of the program. About 45 minutes to go. Having a great time with you guys. Rolling through the show. Dialogue all over the place. And oh, by the way, the machete rips one down the left field line, scoring Miles Straw. Still nobody out. He's on second. Astros tied at one with the A's. That's all you need to know. Keep it here, not there.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Why is it so hot? Did you turn the air conditioning off?
Never touched it. The guy that used to be here used to sweat like a pig and keep it like an ice box.
Like, I always have a hoodie on or a pullover. It's hot as balls in the studio.
How hot are... Never mind.
Speaking
of that, too, by the way, another story for you. Todd, the show says, by the way, his kids think he's a star because we mentioned him. Well, that's because you mentioned us while being in the parent pickup line, which we love. So, therefore, thank you, Todd, and it's our pleasure. Please don't send in any more stories about how you proposed because it was just part of the bit.
Yeah, that was my fault. I shouldn't have said what I did. But look, at the same time, proposing out of Walmart is not usual, so.
Someone said it's probably the floral department that the proposal happened at Walmart. Didn't know they had a floral department unless it was plastic flowers, but I'll go with it.
No.
I think that's safe. Someone said, I love y'all so much. Suspect from way back in the day, but y'all quit hating on Tim Tebow. He's a good dude.
And I don't know him personally,
but I'm not going to care if he's a good dude or not. Is he a good football player anymore? Probably not. Just saying.
Okay. Well, why did you put that twang in it like that? See, that wasn't
because it says, I love y'all so much.
Y'all, that's what, see, the thing is, I say y'all. I don't have
time
a twang.
Time out, Nick. Time out. It, more than once in a sentence. I love y'all so much, comma. Suspect from way back, comma. But y'all quit hating on Tim.
I don't, I mean, I.
You did it too, see? You were right there in the middle of a twang right there. You went, I don't. Guess what you did? You went, I don't. All right. I'm just saying. Right there for you. Now, speaking of hot as balls, you said. You want to talk about how hot those hot balls are? Because this story also appeared today. I was disturbed by it in so many ways, Nicholas. But I knew that my quick dose of reality was going to be how you react to this. A police officer is under investigation and possibly going to be fired because of his fancying a female officer on the force with him. So much so that he got a coffee mug with a picture of her from her Facebook page, somewhat partying, and gave it to her. She gave it back. He made multiple sexual comments towards her while they were both on duty as he licked his lips and gyrated his hips around the eating area of the station. He said to her at one point, I'm your superior officer. If I say bend over a table, you just do it.
What an idiot. That guy's an idiot. When you start talking like that, even if he meant it or not, you're an idiot. It doesn't matter if you didn't mean it.
She gave the mug back and said, I want to tell him to back off, but I wasn't given that chance. I feel it could have been resolved. But when it wasn't, he took it to another level. Nick, he claims that he got her coffee.
And he stirred it with his...
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he's put
facing
sugar...
firing after saying he stirred her morning beverage with his genitals. First of all, why... Coffee is hot, FYI, and if it's not, it's an iced coffee. That's also shrinkage and a whole lot more.
Just wait till it gets cool. Like I did it to Barry Laminack's coffee one time. He didn't know.
You stuck your junk in his coffee?
Well, I stirred the sugar in with it.
With your
And he drank it, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he used to just be mad about who.
I just waited till it got cool, though.
He waited for he was more mad about someone taking his lettuce, and now he's going to find out after the fact that you stirred his coffee with your junk.
Yeah, but it was cool, so I didn't burn or anything like that. So
Cop says he was having a bit of a laugh, and then he guesses he misjudged his friendship with the victim, but he was found guilty of 9 charges in front of a disciplinary panel at the station. Like, you think that's okay? Hey, we're buddies. She's cool with me. I'm putting my junk in her coffee.
But that sounds like a move that he made because, like, he got rejected. Like, that sounds like a bitter move. Like, I don't have the details. I didn't read the story. I don't know.
Unless she asked for cream in the coffee.
Well, Cece.
No, I'm not sure it's so bitter.
I will say this. There are a lot more cops that are easy. Like, there's a lot more female officers that are easy on the eyes now. They're a lot more attractive now. Like, there was this one that was here working at the Galleria. And then when I went to work at the, not went to work, but I went to drink at the Lil Woodrow's on Shepherd and Heights for the UFC fight pregame, basically.
Mm-hmm.
There was a pretty attractive sheriff there. I mean.
There's a new sheriff in town.
She was pretty damn hot. I was like, is this real? So. I'm not surprised. There's some hot cops out there.
As opposed to the hot cops that are actually strippers that show up at your
hot
door.
Hot female cops, I should say. So nobody starts saying, I knew where you were going.
At least you corrected it.
I knew you were going, but yeah.
Astros have just taken a 2-1 lead as Altuve scores on another base hit. Still nobody out for the Astros, first and second. So good news coming from the Bay Area as Altuve scores.
Speaking of the Bay Area, I really want to take a... a flight out to the Bay Area.
Why?
You know, I'm vaccinated, haven't traveled in a while.
What's attracting you to the Bay Area?
I don't know. I just want to go to Cali for a while.
San Francisco?
No, I didn't say that.
I didn't either. I just asked the question.
Even if I do want to go to San Francisco, what is that? Why does it have to mean that?
Maybe because you want to leave your heart there.
Just because they express themselves freely in San Francisco, you got to be all.
There's anything wrong with that. You know what? You know what there's something wrong with, Nick? Last night, that game we were talking about between the Lakers and the Warriors. The Warriors don't play in Oakland anymore. They play in their new brand spanking arena right there on the waterfront. Why are you wearing uniforms that still say Oakland?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think those days are over. I don't think you wear those anymore.
I think it's just like a protocol, like a formality, right? You can't just outright change your team name and your jerseys without going through some formal process with the NBA,
I would imagine. But you got so many to choose from, remember? Because whether it's the city jersey, and they've got the throwback jerseys with the big bridge on the front, they've got a lot of options. I just think that it's not accurate anymore to say Oakland.
I'm with you. I think it's either laziness or formality. I don't know. I don't know the technical reason why, but I'm with you. Look, Oakland is an older town.
Ooh,
it's not. It's a dump. It's not. When you consider the history, at least the recent history of the Warriors, I mean, it deserves that team deserves a better stadium, even if they don't win another championship again, because that's a possibility. Like Joel and I, we give the Warriors a bunch of credit.
Yeah.
We do, because they deserve it. You got a guy like Curry. You got a guy like Draymond Green. Who knows what Klay Thompson will be when he gets back? But if he does, there's a chance this team will win a championship. There's also a chance that this team doesn't. So when you talk about the three championships that this team has had, you talk about the fact that it broke the win-loss record in the regular season, and you talk about that this has all happened within the past, what, 5 or 6 years? They deserve a better stadium. Now, the whole name thing, I just think that's a formality. Or it's like an old fan base thing, and they just don't want to make that transition quite yet, which I don't see why that would be the reason, but I'm just talking out loud.
You know, and the thing is that I saw a vote online the other day about the nastiest stadium in professional sports. Could be an arena, football stadium, baseball stadium. Hands down, Oakland was the winner. It is a dump. The Coliseum's a dump. The Coliseum that the Warriors used to play in was a dump. The Oracle
was an absolute dump.
It was a pit. So the fact that Oakland is hemming and hawing, and they don't, as a city, they don't want to come up with the government dollars to help fund the new arena. Well, guess what? In comes Las Vegas, and the rumors are out there. I believe like 5 A's players were part of a delegate, the delegates that went to check in Las Vegas with city officials and explore the possibility of moving the A's. So you just have to suck it up and understand that you're either willing to put up the money to keep your team, or your team is going elsewhere because your building changes names. But you know what doesn't change? The fact that the whole building itself is a dump.
Yeah. They were saying, too, like, when going back to the Oracle arena, like, it wasn't like the nosebleed. Like, because you know how, a lot, and at least in Houston, nosebleeds, those seats fill up first before, like, the lower levels, right? So they were saying that it's not so much that the fact that it's bad in terms of sight, the nosebleeds at the Oracle. It's like your ears are bleeding. It's like so loud everywhere. Like the way the sound travels in the nosebleed section is like very, very annoying at the Oracle. That was the other thing. So now you're aggravating a fan base that you really need to take care of, because it's not just the Warriors fan base. It's the lower income fan base. And everybody knows the lower income fan base is an important part of your fan base. You want those people that can't afford the best seats, because they do spend money and they do come in bunches and they do fill up the seats. So you want to show appreciation to that.
Yeah.
So that was one of the things about the Warriors deserve to be in a better stadium. And I didn't even know about the whole backlog thing with the Oakland A's. But if that's the case, I don't think any team deserves that.
You realize, like, the dugouts,
even if you're bad,
the dugouts don't connect to the clubhouse. So, and the weight room, I believe, is out in the outfield.
So you have to get up on the field to go to the clubhouse.
Yeah. So if you want to go, like, if you know, a lot of guys early in the game, especially the relief pitchers, they go from the clubhouse, then they go to the dugout, then later innings when they're going to be needed, they go out. Well, the clubhouse is way down the way from the dugout.
Yeah.
It's like how the stories used to come out about the dome with the rats and everything like that. That's what the Oakland Coliseum is. That's not where Major League Baseball is supposed to be played anymore. And you know what? They're a good team. They won the division last year. They're competitive, and they're right there. Them and the Astros are at top of the division this year. They don't deserve that, and opponents don't need that.
And that's what I was saying. Even if you're a bad team with a bunch of bad players, you don't deserve that at all.
Absolutely. So, throw that out there. Astros lead 3-1 as the A's just get out of the inning. So there's your update on that. Oh, is that?
I just realized that that's the trifecta.
This is the chase scene from what's the movie? French Connection?
The song, I believe, was Coast to Coast because Josh had me use it for Trace Trifecta.
Yeah, but this is also the chase theme from a movie that maybe the French Connection?
Yeah, The Chase, also known as The Chase, 1978 instrumental composition.
Does it say from what movie?
Looking for it.
Or you could just, okay. All right, we'll go to break.
Midnight something?
Oh, Midnight Express.
Midnight Express.
There you go. There Midnight Express. All right. 30 minutes to go on the show. We'll continue to update you on the Astros and get you ready for the Blitz. They're going to take you from 4 to 7. You keep it right here. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Little Tony Kemp just went yard. Yeah, ex-Astro. All-around good dude, but now he's not because he's a member of the Oakland Athletics. He took Luis Garcia down the right field line. 3-2 Astros, bottom of the third as the game progresses.
He probably weighs less than Charlie. He probably weighs like $125.
He was up here at the station.
Yeah, and he's like, he probably weighs like 125 pounds if I had to guess.
I think Charlie actually interviewed him too. It was pretty close in terms of height. I got to give because Tony Kemp actually has a muscle or two in his body. I got to give Tony Kemp a little extra. He probably weighs a little bit more. I don't think he weighs whatever. Charlie weighs like 135, he said, or 131. Yeah. But I got to believe that they're about the same height.
But if he weighs 125 and Charlie Pulillo weighs 135, that's basically one of you or one of AJ. That's what, 250, 275?
Bro, I weigh 215 right now.
Okay, so it's basically one of you.
No, Charlie weighs 135.
It's 265.
Tony Kemp, weighs at least.
So it's a few pounds off, 265, 215. That's about right.
Did you see Zach Greinke just now?
What'd he do?
He's absolutely nuts. He's in the bullpen. He's put towels down on the ground. He's not sitting on the bench in the bullpen. He's put towels down on the ground. He has a hood over his hat. He has sunglasses on. And he's crouched down on his knees on a towel.
He's such
down
a
the right field line.
I love it.
He's the quirkiest guy on the planet. But if he keeps pitching like he pitched again last night, he can do whatever the hell he wants.
He can do whatever the hell he wants.
With the cardboard cutouts.
Even if he wasn't pitching like he did last night, he probably still... Yeah, he does look weird. He's just sitting there like a kid.
He looks like a dude hungover the next morning.
He's just sitting there on that Gatorade towel up against the...
Yep.
That's weird.
They said Tony Kemp weighs 165 pounds. Okay, so he's 30 pounds heavier
than Charlie. I didn't need you. See, whatever. Whatever, texter or twitcher.
Texter. And that's what we get. That's exactly what we
just
all
ruin everything.
All right, so we got most of the news of the day out for you guys. Nothing really impactful in the world of sports. Astros playing now, no basketball tonight. The two deciding games that will decide the final matchups of the playoffs will be tomorrow night, where the Pacers and Wizards will play, and then it will be the Grizzlies and the Warriors from that Bay Area that Nick wants to travel to.
Yeah.
And by the way, I will tell you this. Last couple of years, we would stay in San Francisco. We used to stay in Oakland, and Calvin Murphy used to tell me, "Bro, if I'm not with you, I don't want you out walking around in Oakland."
He would tell you,
"Yeah, he's like, it's rough."
He's like, "But if you're with me, then we can go right, down.
We can go walk, grab some breakfast or lunch, and we'll be all right." So we started staying in Frisco. Frisco's gorgeous, and it's kind of like New York City with real scenery, with water and hills and everything. But it is so overpopulated. But, Nick, you better bring a lot of money. The prices for everything in San Francisco are ridiculous.
Just ridiculous, yeah.
The baseball stadium is phenomenal.
Yeah.
We saw the Giants play there when we were there in the playoffs, and it was AT&T. I don't know what they're calling it these days, but that the Giants baseball stadium, top-notch.
Yeah.
Gorgeous, right on the water.
No, my buddy who lives in California always tells me to come by, and he says we should always take a trip to San Francisco. You know, he's all into that dorky technology stuff. Worked for Pandora, worked for LinkedIn.
It's a good place to do it. Get paid for
all kinds of stuff. So he'll do that all across the country. So he always wanted to go there. But speaking of that side of the area, we really haven't been talking about we talked a lot about basketball in the first hour, and we really didn't circle back to it. And I feel like we'd be remiss if we didn't actually at least talk about that Lakers-Warriors game a little bit. We can go at it in a different angle, and I'll play this clip by Frank Vogel, and I'll tell you or ask you whether or not you think this is true or not.
The guy is just flat out unbelievable. You know, I think he's playing as well as or better than anybody's ever seen it.
Now, is that LeBron or Steph?
That is Vogel on LeBron.
He's full of crap. And by the way, I also want your MVP of last night's game, because you and I were texting during the game.
That's right. We didn't get to that.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody – yeah, Anthony Davis played a good third quarter. Yeah, LeBron stepped up in the fourth quarter. We can get the MVP. I mean, our MVP of the game last night. I would say from Frank Vogel, he's false. He's wrong. I mean, he's got to say it because he's LeBron's coach. But we saw, and you and I were talking about when Davis and James were combined 3 for their first 19, and they were absolutely putrid in the first half. You can't tell me that he's played better in his career. You can say he's coming off the injury. I'll give you that. But then don't say that he's playing at a different level and a level that he's never played, because it's false.
Yeah. Well, he certainly wasn't the MVP of that game last night. So if you want to go with that, I wouldn't have given it to LeBron. Now, am I allowed to give it to either the winning team or the losing team?
Give it to whoever you want.
I would go with Curry. I wouldn't have thought of whoever it is that sneaky one. Well, I'll let you pick yours, but I would have gone with Curry just because of the degree of difficulty. We really haven't seen that from any other player. The only thing we've seen that Curry does from other players is the fact that there's might be someone out there from a shooting percentage that might be relatively close to Steph Curry in terms of making his three-point shots. But the way Steph Curry makes his three-point shots are second to none.
I would say my MVP last night's Alex Caruso. If you look at it, when they needed buckets the most,
Giggum.
He created for Davis. He created for LeBron. He made, in the first half when they were just trying to hang on and keep it close, he got a big three. He ran the floor. He was one of the main defenders on Curry all night long. And you look at him and don't think he's supposed to be able to stay with Curry. He stayed with Curry a lot. He did as good as any. Not no one's going to shut him down.
No.
But he did a good job. And I'd say the unsung hero for the Lakers, Wes Matthews Jr., because he wasn't even supposed to play. And Vogel pulled him off the bench, and he played so well. And I told you this before the game yesterday. I said, look for him because he can defend.
Yep.
He would be one of the guys Vogel would throw at Curry.
Yeah.
But he played so well in the first half that Vogel shortened his rotation in the second half, but made sure Wes Matthews Jr. was still in the ballgame.
Yeah, we were both talking about it. It's really important to throw Wes at us. Like, look, when you move past the Warriors, you don't probably have to take that approach. But when you're talking about a point guard who is as fast as Steph Curry is, moves the way he does, and creates space as quickly as he does, I'm not shocked. I'm not shocked that you do that. And look, you had to try something different too, to a certain extent, because you know Steph Curry has seen almost everything. At this point in his career, he's probably seen everything in the kitchen sink. So he knows that they're going to probably try something different. And there's nothing better, in my opinion, in playoffs than to throw somebody else under. Look, I'm not saying that, like, again, I'm going back to an old example, but remember when the Sonics played the Bulls, and initially the first two games, Gary Payton wasn't guiding Michael Jordan. And then it was completely different in game 3 or game 4, whatever the case may be. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be an incredible difference. You just want to impact that player to the point where he's not the regular Steph Curry. And we were saying yesterday, if you kept Steph Curry to, you know, in the 20s, particularly in the low 20s, you did your job.
Yeah,
you did your job.
Right.
If you hold Steph Curry down 22 points, you're good.
I said it last night. If they can somehow, some way keep him in the 20s,
you're good.
They should win.
Yeah.
But he went off. And the thing that I just kept just wowing in amazement was, how many, like you said earlier in the show, how many different looks they gave him in double teaming him and trying to take it out of his hands. And there were some times where the double team worked and he threw it away. But more amazing to me was how even with 2 and 3 guys on him, he still got shots off. Most guys are just, look, I got to get my quota. I got to get my shots up. But they're not expecting him to go in. To shoot the percentages he shot from 3 and overall from the field better than 50% with the level of difficulty on those shots last night, he's phenomenal.
And the thing is, he's 33. So you do got to wonder how much longer he can do this for. But if you get 2 years out of him and he's still playing at this rate, do you see anybody surpassing him in terms of being considered one of the best shooters, three-point shooters?
I used to fight for Ray Allen. I can't.
You can't no more.
Nope. Just can't. And because the game has changed and you look at the fact that he's already going to blow Ray's records for most made threes in a career out of the water with plenty of good years left in his tank. Nah. And like I said, the bigger takeaway is he's more than a shooter. He's one of the best players in the world.
And Anthony Davis was like the absolute opposite. Like he was like 0-for-5 in the first quarter.
Yeah.
I think he didn't make his first three-pointer until the fourth quarter. I have to look back and check
that. In the second half for sure.
I don't think he made it until late in the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
The absolute opposite of Steph Curry.
Yep. So there you have it. Once I had to go on the show, you ever fart so bad that it cleared out a gym? Even worse, if you're a female. Because I've been told by a lot of females they don't fart.
That is not true.
That's false. But I've had a lot of females that like you to believe that they don't. Well, I got a story for you to wrap up the show. We're back with the final segment of the program next. It's Press Box ESPN.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Real fun. Get low when the whistle goes. Sports. ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Well, only time will tell, but, you know, it was good to, get that first punch. They say everybody, you know, I would say, Mike, well, the first thing I did when KCP kicked it out, I looked at the shot clock. I saw it was, I had to get it up, at least get up on the rim. Second thing I saw was 3 rims,
Stop it.
Saw 3 rims, okay?
We played it earlier. We played it again by request. It doesn't get any easier to digest if you're supposed to be the best player in the world. You just don't. You don't need all that because you know what? You're supposed to make the shot. You're not supposed to lay on the floor for 5 minutes. Okay. I mean,
someone's saying they didn't hear it. So here's one more time.
You know, I would say, Mike, well, the first thing I did when KCP kicked it out, I looked at the shot clock. I saw it was, I had to get it up, at least get up on the rim. Second thing I saw was 3 rims.
There you go.
Someone saying that the Vogel audio was about Steph. I don't know if it was or not, but that would make sense to me because it just based on what we saw last night. LeBron was so far from being on top of his game.
And well, that would make more sense about Steph Curry because we've never seen a three-point shooter like that.
I mean, you and I were texting throughout the game, and when you have a big game, and we look, as Rockets fans, we know what James Harden wasn't able to do in big games, and so he was criticized. Well, If you're a Lakers fan, you have every right to criticize Anthony Davis and LeBron James for the first half last night.
Absolutely. They were terrible.
Yep.
Anthony Davis in particular. At least LeBron James showed up at some point. But Anthony Davis, I mean, at least this happened in the play-in game, Joel, and he can look back at this situation. And the other thing is, chances are, he's probably going to go up against some lesser talent in the Phoenix Suns. Like, who's their bigs over there? No one's going to be able to handle
it. DeAndre Ayton's going to be the primary defender on Anthony Davis.
I don't think he's going to stop Davis.
You brought
up
a good point last night. If you're Anthony Davis and you're playing the Warriors, and in almost every time down the floor, you had a size advantage, and you're settling for fadeaways and 1-foot step backs and trying to knock down threes as opposed to taking advantage of the matchup that you have, that's on you, bro. If they get you the ball in the low post, and they've got Kent Bazemore on you, and you're deciding to settle for a fadeaway?
That's your fault.
Yeah, that's
terrible. Don't settle for a bad shot. But he should be smarter than that. I mean, he's been in the league long enough. If you got Bazemore on you, you should be able to attack the basket in a much easier sense. So, look, I'm not saying it's the end of the world for Anthony Davis, but that was an embarrassing performance in the first half, and he really didn't get much better in the second half.
Third quarter, he had a little stretch where he went on a run in the third quarter. That got his stats up.
Yeah.
But overall, you're right.
He didn't do that well.
No.
I want to mention this story because I was getting blown up during the Charlie Polillo show by my mom, my friend, my sister about a fire that was in the area. And they're like, is your radio station on fire?
What?
And I was like, no, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? I was like, dude, I'm pretty sure I'm driving in the Galleria area and I see a fire. Well, it turns out the Annie Cafe, which is literally...
Cafe Annie or Annie Cafe?
No, they call it the Annie Cafe and bar.
Okay.
And then the Turner's, which is two restaurants within the same space near the Galleria, will be closed for 2 weeks because of a fire.
Really?
Yeah. And that spot is legit. Like, I went there with some of the sales team for Esme's birthday, I think, once. Man, they got some badass drinks. It's just unfortunate. I hate to hear about fires. I've experienced a fire, lost everything at one point, and it's a really unpleasant experience. In this case, at least it's nobody's homes. It's someone's business. It's still a terrible situation. But yeah, the Annie Cafe and Turner's, both restaurants, closed because of the fire, which is, I was there not too long ago.
You know why I hate hearing about fires?
Why?
Because it's Mike Fire.
Yeah, screw that guy.
That guy.
Do you see him on the feed anywhere?
No. No, Stroh's are at it again, by the way, though. Your boy,
we need Habib.
By the way, Mother Tucker just hit a double.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't have bet on him anyway.
Yeah, obviously not. If you had a chance to bet on him the last couple days and you backed out, why would you suddenly change your ways and bet on him today?
Not consistent enough.
I even gave you the parlay? I gave you the chance to take
it was like four
Machete,
hits.
Straw, and Tucker.
I should have took that
for
deal.
Four hits.
Straw scared me away, but I still should have taken that bet.
And he had multiples in, was it last night's game?
Yeah, or the game before.
God, I can't stand Mike Fiers, by the way.
I know, you hate that guy.
I'm not alone. All right, so I found this story for you. A little disturbing because, look, there as much as people want to deny this, there's a lot of females out there that like to claim when they're around guys, they don't fart.
Of course. And some of them are facetious about it, and they just say that.
Some of them are dead serious.
No.
In my past, I've had females that have sworn up and I don't. You're lying. Everyone does. It's a natural bodily function. Everyone does it.
Agreed.
Okay. Maxine Vanden Diesel. That's her name.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. She spent the previous night out drinking, eating, and decided to go to the spin class the next day at the gym. Unfortunately, she didn't just sweat it all out. She blew it out. And not just with any old burp. She dropped a few air bombs and evacuated the gym because of what they thought was a sewage leak. In the middle of her spin class. And by the way, she has some assets based on the picture. She shared this anecdote with her TikTok followers. She has over 158,000. So she decided to come clean and admit to it. She said, the one time I went to the spin class after a night of heavy drinking and 4 a.m. kebabs.
Oh, that'll do it. Believe me.
4 a.m. kebabs, Nick?
Oh, kebabs. And you don't have to eat kebabs at 4 a.m. Believe that.
She says she farted and farted that it smelled so bad that a girl threw up and they had to evacuate the entire gym because they thought they had a sewage problem. She said, I was too embarrassed to tell him at the time it was just me. Now, 8 years later, I'm telling you guys. Like,
this one time I went to a spin class after a night of heavy drinking and 4 a.m. kebabs. And I farted a fart that smelled so bad that girl threw up. And they had to evacuate the entire gym because they thought they had a sewage problem.
Like, that's literally her.
She doesn't even look that bad. She's actually attractive.
Yeah, the face is okay, but I mean, you hate to see her leave, but you don't mind her walking away, if you know what I'm saying.
But let me tell you something about kebabs.
Yeah, I guess.
You eat kebabs, you don't hang around your friends or family or anybody you're embarrassed enough to fart in front of for the next 48 hours. Name one kebab spot you've ever been to in your entire life, and you've eaten it, and that ripped ass for the next 24 to 48 hours.
Well, doesn't it depend if it's the lamb or the beef as opposed to the chicken?
I don't know, man. Maybe, but no, no, you're right. I would say the beef.
Yeah.
It would have to be beef kebab versus chicken kebab, 1,400%. But still, I mean, good luck. Like, if you eat kebab, I want you 1,000 feet away from me.
Now, the other thing, too, is what's all on the kebab? Onions, peppers.
Correct.
Those are pretty gassy.
A lot of spices. Yeah, spices
those are gassy. So I would assume that has something to do with it.
But the fact that they thought it was a sewage leak, like, how foul is it? Like,
bro, that's got to be pretty, I mean.
And how much does she weigh? Like, how big? She doesn't look that big.
No, she looks like she's fit. She was doing a spin class. How many people that have a bender and kebabs go off and go to spin class the next day unless you are in somewhat decent shape? So, I mean, I don't know about that.
Or maybe, like, the fact that she had alcohol with the kebab made it
and
worse.
And what alcohol?
Whiskey.
Because that depends.
Whiskey will definitely.
Especially if you combined.
I eat with whiskey all the time. I'm not out here ripping ass.
But if you go combination, like you start with beer or something like that, then you go to hard liquor, then you go in.
I do that all the time. Later, I'm not out here ripping ass.
Well, maybe you got a steel stomach.
I'm not out here ripping ass. Just because I mix whiskey and beer. And the other thing is, what type of whiskey? Are you doing a cheap whiskey?
Well, that's the thing, too, because like in college, we knew that the cheap beer was Old Milwaukee, and we used to call it Old Swill.
Ugh.
But Old Swill the next morning was going to give you...
That and Keystone. Keystone will F your stomach. Ugh.
Yeah, well, those two are going to give you...
If you're above the age of 21 and you're still buying Keystone, you should be shot.
Pretty potent, posterior... Yeah.
It's a terrible beer.
Yep. Someone wants her name again, Nick. Her name is Maxime, with an M, by the way. Two M's. Maxime, M-A-X-I-M-E, Vanden, and then it's Diesel, but it's D-I-J.
It has a J in it, yeah.
D-I-J-S-S-E-L. Not DJ Kev, D-I-J-S-S-E-L. So there's that. Astros, Nick, how would you feel about the fact that right after a Miles Straw hit and a Kyle Tucker hit, that the machete went yard?
No.
5-2 Astros.
Look at them bats, damn it.
Yeah. So there you have that. All right, guys, we appreciate you guys. It was a fun show today. It flew by. We're going to do it again tomorrow, so hopefully you'll be back to do the exact same thing with us. But stay tuned and stay right where you are, because coming up next is going to be Fred, AJ, Aaron, the Blitz. They're going to take you all the way till 7 o'clock, set you up for your evening. So keep it tuned right here to ESPN 97.5.
Drinking a German beer with a Cuban cigar.
This is Heisman's Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.